Colm Tóibín has received 3 nominations for the Booker Prize, given annually to the best novel of the year. His latest work, Brooklyn, a Novel, proves my rule that no serious reader should neglect the also-rans for this prestigious award. Eilis Lacy has just finished vocational school, and she helps out in a small shop in Enniscorthy, Ireland. Eilis lives with her mother and older sister, Rose. Unfortunately, she cannot find a permanent job in her town, so when a priest visits the Lacys, Rose tells him about Eilis's plight. He offers to get her immigration papers for America with a promise of a job and a room in a respectable boarding house. Eilis seems unsure, but she knows her options are limited, so she decides to take the plunge and leave the old sod for the new world. Eilis finds herself on her own for the first time in a strange and wonderful land. She adapts well to her landlady and her roommates, who take her dancing. She makes new friends and gets along well in her position as a counter girl at a department store. Set in the early 50s, she has all the innocence and sense of peace and happiness of that decade. A short bout of homesickness hardly slows her down at all. Tóibín's prose weaves a serene tale of life in Ireland and Brooklyn. Eilis matures quickly and develops a relationship with a young man she meets at a dance. Tony is a gentleman in every sense of the word. While walking Eilis home from her night classes, he spins a tale of American baseball and his love for a particular team. Tóibín writes, "You know what I really want?" he asked. "I want our kids to be Dodger fans." He was so pleased and excited at the idea, she thought, that he did not notice her face freezing. Eilis was shocked at Tony's sudden push to the relationship. As she does throughout the novel, Eilis turns the situation over and over in her mind, figuring from every angle how she should respond. When she does confront Tony, she does so perfectly. He understands and backs off. The best thing about Tóibín's novels, however, is what can only be described as lovely prose. Eilis returns to Ireland for a visit, leaving a distraught Tony behind. Eilis thinks of him often, but tells no one. Tóibín writes, "Not telling her mother or her friends made every day she had spent in America a sort of fantasy, something she could not match with the time she was spending at home. It made her feel strangely as though she were two people, one who had battled against 2 cold winters and many hard days in Brooklyn and fallen in love there, and the other who was her mother's daughter, the Eilis whom everyone knew, or thought they knew." Don't mistake this novel for a romance. It's a sensitive and detailed portrait of a young woman coming of age and dealing with many changes in her life. Will she go back to Tony or stay with Jim Farrell in Enniscorthy? I won't tell. You'll have to float through this beautiful novel to find out. 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next month for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or comment about this segment, please share your views with us. Feedback is welcome and encouraged. Go to kwbu.org/comments. You can also hear this and other local segments online at kwbu.org.